This documentary of Pete's Place, the interfaith community shelter on Cerrillos Road, begins on a resource day. 3 days a week, the shelter opens at 9 a.m. for a clientele of mostly homeless adults. Many of the people who line up outside on resource days also spend nights here in the seasonal shelter that runs from October to May. Many, even most, are not clean and sober. Mental illness often makes up the leading part of a so-called dual diagnosis that also includes substance abuse. Heroin addiction runs rampant in this population.
I just came here with my girlfriend, and the doctor told us a little bit about the programs here.
This young man, we'll call him W, arrives early on a Resource Wednesday with his girlfriend to see the health care for the homeless nurse practitioner. W calls her the doctor.
I've never even knew about these things, but, you know, the doctor was telling me about it, and she said it'd be good if I was just trained on it. I could save some lives or something, you know?
The claim of saving lives is no exaggeration. Daniel Craig, a case manager for healthcare for the homeless, is about to train W in how to administer Narcan, the overdose-reversing nasal spray.
Have you ever used this before?
No.
Okay. It's pretty simple to use. It's just you have to keep your composure, and it works.
W is not an active heroin user himself. He's here to learn how to administer Narcan in case his girlfriend ODs, Daniel Craig.
So you're going to get two vials with each kit. If someone falls out, just, you know, the lips start turning blue, any blueness in the face, you can use the Narcan. The medication, the naloxone's in this vial right here, you take off the purple top, and then there's a needle right there. There's this little rubber stopper that's at the bottom of the thing. That's going to be up here holding the medication in. So what you're going to do is you're going to put this on there and just give it a short little twist and get it on there. Then just break the seal on the rubber, because once you start pressing, the medication's going to start coming out.
The Narcan training is a key part of what the three-person healthcare team offers here on Resource Days.
You want to give it a try?
Sure.
Okay, let me put it all back together.
Maria McMahon is healthcare for the homeless's nurse practitioner.
We have been doing naloxone training for years. Yeah, and we dispense Narcan. That's the big thing is, you know, we got to get the medication on the streets where it's needed, when it's needed.
Pete's Place offers a safe and non-judgmental environment where these services are provided to people who really need them. There's no stigma to asking for these kinds of help. It is public health work. It is harm reduction, and there are many acts that could just be called community compassion. Joe Jordan Berenis, the shelter's executive director.
So most of the population we see have really severe mental health issues. They also may have a co-occurring disorder, substance abuse issues. There's nowhere else for them to be.
Specifically, these resource days are tailored to serve the insistent problems of homeless and extremely impoverished people's lives, from meals and showers to legal aid, to veterans' assistance, to an art group. It's a group effort, as Joe Jordan Berenis explains.
I mean, we have 14 different providers currently working in the building. And I want to say that, you know, they're all independent agencies and that we all work collaboratively. There are multiple incidents where we have, you know, either housed someone temporarily and shared the burden, or, you know, we work together to get someone to the hospital. I feel like we're all in this together.
About 100 people sit at the long tables in the building's main room waiting for lunch, and a steady cast travels the narrow hallways. The hallways lead on one side to the art room and to the needle exchange, where some 50,000 needles a year are exchanged. Heroin users, even those coming off heroin, can bring in 10 and get 10, or just plain get 10.
At the moment, honestly, I'm only using Suboxone.
You still have to be a little careful.
Yeah.
With that you don't use
too much.
You don't drink alcohol.
I know, you get sick too, yeah.
Combination of things.
The shelter calls its clients guests. For the healthcare practitioners in the building on resource days, the real facts of these guests' lives make providing health care a tough job. If the Affordable Care Act is repealed, the reality looks to be particularly punishing for a group of people already punished by the conditions of homelessness. Maria McMahon.
Over 50% of our patients have hepatitis C. The challenge is getting them treated because the newer medications are very useful. They work easily, they work quickly, they have minimal side effects, but they're a one-shot deal. The problem is if people do not take their medicine every single day, then the virus can build up a resistance to the medication. Getting them to a place where they can actually be stable enough to start the medication, that's the challenge. The Medicaid expansion with Obamacare, we've been able to get a lot of reimbursement through Medicaid. We've gotten a majority of our patients on Medicaid, so that's been extremely useful and wonderful.
What's the concern about if ACA is repealed?
Well, we'll be back to where we were before we had it. You know, we couldn't get services for people. We couldn't even get simple x-rays for people. We couldn't get certain medications for people. We couldn't get them in to see specialists unless they were on special programs that they were willing to see indigent people.
In Santa Fe, the numbers of homeless are estimated between 1,200 and 1,700. Pete's Place served 1,263 people last year and more than 19,000 bed nights. How did all this begin? The winters of 2005-06 and 2006-07 saw 49 homeless people die of hypothermia in Santa Fe. That led church leaders and community leaders to come together to organize shelter. The city of Santa Fe purchased the Pete's Place building in 2010, and the Interfaith Community Shelter opened to house homeless guests in the winter of 2011. Joe Jordan Berenice explains.
One of the things about the faith and community groups that came together, this was a population that it's difficult for them to find any sorts of services in regard to housing or sheltering. And we felt that, you know, these are the people who are in greatest need in our community. I mean, we have 2,000 volunteers. We have more than 43 faith and community groups. So it really is a community effort here, what's going on. And Santa Fe itself should be really proud of what goes on here, because I don't think you could put all these faith and community groups together. They all set aside their differences. And I don't think you could do this in many parts of the country to take care of those in greatest need in our community. And they really are those in greatest need.
Let's hear from some of the shelter guests. Christine.
Human beings are very fragile. And I think that I've seen some kind of problem with breaking people's spirits. And I feel like there's some kind of horrendous spiritual abuse that is manifesting itself in these circumstances with the drugs and the violence, the drugs. Anyway, that's all I'll say. I don't feel well.
People is homeless, living on the bridges and the streets. For my point, thank God a million times, because this is a good place. This is a shelter for the homeless, free food, free clothes, free bed. And once again, poor people live in the bridges, and the street, and the garbage can, sometimes no food, but thanks God, that's all.
Nothing to increase instability and addiction like homelessness. Joe Jordan Berenis traces the history of how today's conditions came to be.
The primary issue is housing. It's always housing. I always do this historically. And back in it actually started in the early 70s, but by the early 80s, there was this process known as decentralization, where people who were receiving services in mental health institutions were going to be decentralized and sent back to local communities, and the dollars would follow, and there would be a place for them to live. And none of that happened. So at that point, there was this sort of explosion in all the major cities in the country of homeless people who were being returned to the community and ending up in shelters. And that's really what we see today that a lot of people are working on, how to provide services and housing for that particular population so that they can be stabilized and they can be monitored and they can get the services not only that they need, but that they deserve to have.
Maria McMahon.
Well, everybody has a story. For most of the people that come in here, there's a reason why they're homeless. And if you ever sit and have a chance to talk to some of these people about how they came to be in this situation, you know, by and large, these stories are tragic. There's, you know, so much abuse in their lives, sex abuse, substance abuse, physical abuse, just from the time that they were very, very young. A lot of these people don't have the skills to interact at an appropriate level, to be, you know, like, as we would say, normal members of society. So, you know, I would say don't judge where these people are in their lives. You know, they are on a journey. They are, by and large, doing the best that they can with the facilities that they have. And it takes baby steps.
After a very cold night last night, many of the guests this morning are agitated. The Santa Fe police are taking a woman back to where she's staying.
I was in front of the bus stop with her earlier.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, she's so intoxicated that she's, you know.
She's all over the place. I thought getting her back over here would have her calm down. She was falling out in front of the bus stop.
We are the only people who are housing people who have these kinds of issues that they deal with every day, day in and day out. None of us, and this is the reality of working with people who are experiencing homelessness, is that no one agency, no one person has the solution. It's such a complex societal issue that we actually do need to work together, and I'm happy to say that I think it works.
Next time on The Most Vulnerable Adults, we'll take a look at the housing crisis facing Santa Fe's homeless. For KSFR News, I'm Ellen Berkovich.